when the Lord's promise seems to be taking a little bit too long, and the doubt and the worry and the disappointments are setting in. As we say in our family, it'd be real hard. It'd be real hard out here waiting on the Lord. Hey guys, welcome back to the Truth Be Told podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, my name is Alexis Monet Howell, and I am so excited to have a conversation with you guys today. Y'all, we are about to get into it, okay? Because I have been in a waiting season with the Lord for quite a while, and it has been so difficult yet so beautiful. And I just feel like there are so many people out here who are in a waiting season when the Lord's promise seems to be taking a little bit too long, and the doubt and the worry and the disappointments are setting in. And so today, I just want to share with you guys a little bit of what I've learned so far in my waiting season and the different thoughts and the desires and the doubts that I've had along the way, just so that you can be encouraged where you are, because it gets very hard. Okay. As we say in our family, it'd be real hard. It'd be real hard out here waiting on the Lord, especially when it seems like the Lord's promise is taking a little bit too long, a little bit longer than what you desire, than what you planned, than what you showed the Lord about the plan that you had, and his timing isn't like your timing. It's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. And we're going to talk about all of that. I really had this idea around, I thought by now. And I have said that in so many ways throughout my waiting season, I thought by now. I thought by now, you know, I would be here and I'm still here. Or I thought by now I'd be there and I'm still here. And and it's just, it's a wild thing. So I don't know if you have you ever heard of the phrase or the saying, I thought by now? Like, I thought by now I'd be in the new house. I thought by now I'd be married. I thought by now I'd have the degree. I thought by now I'd be financially free. There's a lot of things that we most likely thought by now we would be in, and that we would have achieved, and that we would be able to experience. So what happens when what the Lord even promised us hasn't happened when we wanted it to? Well, in the waiting season, in the Lord's timing versus our timing, there's a lot of different emotions and thought patterns and heart postures that fluctuate throughout the waiting season. There are moments where we are grateful for the Lord's timing. We trust him. We know he's got it. We know he's good, and we know he loves us. And it is in that concrete understanding of who the Lord is and his love for you that you're able to pursue the waiting season a little bit better with gratitude and with joy in your heart. And then there are some other moments where the weight of waiting is weighing so heavily on you that the doubts are starting to crash in, that the disappointments are starting to settle in, and you just can't see why the Lord hasn't moved right now. Why the Lord hasn't moved yet? What's the holdup? What's the problem? You thought by now you'd be what you desired, and you thought you'd be what the Lord had already determined you to step into. Like, you thought by now that you would experience what the Lord said all those years ago, but yet you're still here. And so, in the difficultness of the waiting, there's also a lot of beauty. And I just want to be honest with you guys and allow you to be honest with yourself that the waiting is difficult. It's hard. It's not easy. I would associate waiting with like how the Bible describes discipline. The Bible in Hebrews 12, I believe, talks about how discipline is not easy. Discipline is not joyful. Discipline is not enjoyable whatsoever. But it is necessary for us to reap a harvest. It is the Lord's love for us that is found in his discipline. And so I take that same mindset when it comes to the waiting, is that even though I thought by now A, B, and C, I hold on to the fact that the Lord still loves me, that the Lord's working out all things for me, that even though the waiting is hard, I'm not walking it alone because the Lord's right beside me. And there's so many good truths that I've learned personally in my waiting season about the Lord and about his intention and his character and the details and all the things that the Lord has done in my life personally waiting, that it's been worth it. The waiting has been worth it. It hasn't been wasted because all that I've experienced so far has been so good and increasing my love for the Lord and deepening my understanding and trust in him. And that's what matters the most, is not necessarily the Lord cares less about your comfort and more about your character development. And I really feel like this is what the Lord has been doing in my waiting, is that he has been honing in my character development. He's been fixing my thoughts and my focus on the Father. He has been renewing me and restoring me and redefining things in my life. And it hasn't always been comfortable. And quite, it's been pretty uncomfortable, all that I've learned so far. But there is now this sure foundation that I have in certain things about the Lord that was placed in me throughout this waiting season. And this is why I say that the waiting is not wasted whenever character is being developed in the way that the Lord wants it to be. And so we understand and we express and we are open and honest about the waiting season being difficult, because it is. Doubts come in, disappointments settle, dreams seem like they're dying, everything seems like it's not even working in your favor anymore. But then we learn that the waiting doesn't need to be wasted. What is the Lord developing in us? What is the Lord showing us about his character? What are we learning in the process? Because if we receive the blessing that God has for us without the character development in order to sustain what he's given, we're going to lose that blessing very easily. So what the Lord often does is that he builds us up to be able to withhold the weight of the glory that he's actually going to give to us. Oftentimes we've got weak arms and we've got some weak knees and we're unable to hold the blessings of God. And so he wants to develop our character so that we can hold it with grace, with truth, with his word, and to be able to give it back to him in worship and in praise and in gratitude. So in your waiting season, I hope that gives you just a new perspective, that you're not waiting just for the heck of it. And the Lord doesn't dislike you, and that's the reason that you're waiting. There is a reason behind your waiting. There is character that's being developed. There is a learning process in this. There's so much more spiritually that's attached to your waiting, that is just not, you haven't received the blessing yet, or you haven't stepped into that yet. There's so much more. So if you've been missing it, if your perspective has been a little wrong, if your perspective has been on one thing and now it needs to come back on the right path, I hope that that brings you a little bit more clarity and understanding on how the Father works. He cares more about your character than he does your comfort, but his love for you never ends. It doesn't cease. It doesn't waver. It is constant, never changing, and never ending. It is overwhelmingly abundant over you. His love is. And I have found freedom in my waiting and my disappointment in a few ways. And I feel like just sharing that with you guys, and you guys can tweak it to however you need to in your personal season. But when I do these three things, I feel like I'm able to receive the character development that the Lord wants to instill in me a lot better. So one of the things that I do is that I'm honest with the Lord about my emotions. As I've said, you know, telling the Lord that the waiting season is really hard, or that I'm disappointed, or that I'm doubting, or I'm worried, whatever emotion or situation I'm in, being honest with the Lord about that is so key. The Lord knows our thoughts anyway, but he wants to communicate with us. He wants to hear our voice. He wants to hear our hearts. He wants to sit with us. He wants us to talk with him. And so that's one of the things that in my waiting season, in both the highs, but especially the lows, when I do this, if this is one of my first things that I do, I find myself more free in my waiting. I find myself having that perspective shifted that this is not wasted, that there is more, there's a reason behind this, that there's more to it. I'm not just waiting for the heck of it. God's not just withholding for the heck of it. There's something that I'm learning. And so when I'm honest with the Lord, there's a freedom that's attached to that. The second thing is sharing my feelings, not only to the Lord, but to other people, safe people, the right people, the accountability partners that I have, the folks that I know the Lord has given me to share my heart with, who can hold it with care and give that to the Lord. So I share my feelings with other folks, letting them know, hey, I'm doubting right now. And sometimes to be honest with another person is a lot harder than being honest with the Lord, because there's a fear of being misunderstood. This is why it's so important to seek the Lord on who you should talk to and not just talk to anyone, you know? So I know people that the Lord's given me to share where I am in a real and raw state. And so after I've talked with the Lord about what's on my heart, I share it with another person so that there's somebody physically beside me that I can see, that I can talk to, that understands and knows where I am. And I think it's just very healthy to talk with another individual about where you are, especially if there's there's some disappointments and some doubts and some worries as you're waiting. And the third thing that I do is I choose to walk in gratitude. And the way that I do this is through worship. I think worship music is something where I have found so much freedom in over the past few years that I didn't think would be possible. Like, worship has absolutely liberated me in a way that I can't even fully express. So in allowing worship to work in my heart, gratitude is also coming out of me, because as I sing the lyrics of the song, as I let them like minister to my spirit, like this is how gratitude forms. This is how gratitude flows, because my focus is fixed on the Father. And I'm able to see his character and his goodness. And I'm able to praise him even when I feel defeated. And I'm able to sing his goodness even though the situation around me may not be good. This is why it's so important to choose gratitude. And the form in which I'm able to walk on the path of gratitude is through worship. So if you're in a waiting season right now, and if it's getting a little heavy, if you're getting worried, if you're unsure of why you're still waiting, I encourage you to do those three things. Be honest with the Lord. Be honest with others, safe people, and walk in gratitude. The way that I do it is through worship, and I feel like it is such a powerful way to do it. It's an easy way also to do it, to play worship music, to sing those lyrics. There is something so holy about that, and I find a lot of freedom. So in your waiting season, I hope that you're able to establish those things in your life. I hope you're able to understand now that you're not waiting just for the heck of it, that there is something inside of you that the Lord is cultivating, that is a character development that is not even just going to help you here and now, but even then and there. You are waiting for a reason. Even though you thought by now you'd be there, but you're still here. The Lord is also here with you, and he's got you there, you're then, you're where, you're here. He's got it all, because he's God and he's good, and his love for you is endless, reckless, overwhelming, abundant. It's all for you. And I just want you to know that you're not on the journey of waiting on your own. I'm right there with you, but together we're going to walk this out the way that the Lord wants us to, which is in freedom. And I believe that for you. And I'm so excited for you. And I cannot wait to hear all the blessings and all the character developments that the Lord is doing in your life here and now, and also then and there. I hope this has brought you guys a lot of encouragement. I know it's been like a little quick and just sharing with you guys, but I think we all have, from time to time, I thought by now spirit come over us, you know, like I thought by now I'd be there, and you're not quite yet. There's so much more to it. Seek the Lord about it and walk in the freedom that he has for you. I love you guys so, so much, and I'll see y'all in the next episode. Bye.